Hey Huskies, welcome to My First Year Story Podcast. I'm your co-host Juliana, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the exciting world of a first-year student at UConn. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, everyone, to My First Year Story Podcast.
What are your tips to de-stressing?
Oh gosh, this is my, what, eighth semester doing this?
Yeah, let's get the advice.
I should have habits down by now, but I think it changes up all the time. My classes are all different, so sometimes midterms are a presentation and sometimes they're a big exam, so it really depends. But I think the number one thing that I try and do is take some time for myself every day to just decompress, whether it's getting lunch and going to a park or going on a walk, going to the rec center. Really just have to blow off some steam somehow.
Yeah, I agree. I like to go to the rec. When I'm studying, I tend to go to Gantt, because the library, sometimes there's a lot of people. So I discovered Gantt recently, and I just sit there, and it's nice, there's a lot of light, it's new, and then I just spend hours there studying.
Yeah, for me, I think it's finding the right environment. I can never be productive in my dorm room. I always have to be in the library or in a different location.
Yeah.
I've been finding that the business building, the small study spaces, are a really good space for me.
Yeah.
And I would also say that studying over a long period of time, but it's just small sessions is a lot better than trying to cram it all night of.
There's something found that, to that. Yeah, there's science behind that. There's 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off.
Yeah.
That kind of like incremental studying really works for me too. Have you guys been to the silent study room in Wilbur Cross?
No.
Oh, you got to check it out.
Wait, where is
it's
that?
It's beautiful. Wilbur Cross is the most beautiful building, and they have this library with super tall ceilings, arched windows, so there's a ton of sunlight, and it's carpeted, and nice, like, wooden chairs, wooden tables, cute little lounging seats as well.
Yeah.
Marble countertops, very fancy.
Wow.
It's the nicest building on campus, I swear. And it's so quiet in there. If you open a bag of chips, everyone will look at you.
I think I'm gonna have to go there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
Bring headphones, because the silence gets to you if you don't.
I bet.
Is this one of the reading rooms?
I think it's called the reading room. Have you been?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
It's like the large kind of Harry Potter-esque with the little lamps.
Harry Potter is the way to describe it.
Yes.
Castle-like.
If you enter from... If you're coming past the student union, you go up Wilbur Cross.
Yes.
Where, Fairfield Way, then you go left, and you go up to Wilbur Cross.
And then once you're in there?
You go all the way to, like, the Austin side.
Okay.
And then you take a right before, at, like, the big staircase.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the reading, that's one of the reading rooms.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the directions, I'm gonna have to go there.
Yeah.
And sounds awesome.
It starts warming up outside soon, fingers crossed. There's a green roof right across Wilbur Cross. I'm not sure the name of the building, but if you are standing at Austin, you're looking at Wilbur Cross, it's to your right.
Standing at Austin, looking at Wilbur Cross. I think I can, like, there's a parking lot right there, right?
Yes, there's a parking lot.
Oh,
and then to
I'm gonna have to
right,
check it out.
There's a, there's like, it's a metal door. Caged in fence. You go up the stairs. It's so hidden. This is like UConn hidden gems. So it's so hidden. I discovered it because I went on a storm drain tour for an environmental course.
Yeah.
But it's such a good study place in the summertime or springtime when it warms up, because they have umbrellas and chairs, and the green roof is just so pleasantly peaceful. It's so nice.
That sounds beautiful.
Is this a terrace on top of Wilbur Cross?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so green roofs are like... mostly for irrigation, but they also have other pros to them. Like, they keep the internal temperature of the building down by like 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Nerd fact. I love sustainable architecture.
Perfect.
Yeah, but it's a good place to study.
And anybody can go up there?
Usually it's open.
Okay.
One time it was locked that I went, but it should be open.
Nice. I love seeing people on the student union green. Like, especially in the fall, it was really pretty when it was so nice and everyone was laying out there. One day I brought a blanket and read a book. And it was so cute. So I can't wait to see that all again. I feel like everyone's energy is so much better when it's warm.
That is so true.
Yeah. Everyone looks happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a lot of people playing spike ball on the the lawn when it's nice out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the best. I remember a few of my friends, the day it got up to 60 degrees, they started tanning outside on the lawn.
I think I'm going to have to do that too.
You do.
You need to get the pre-summer tan before summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to Portugal, so you'll have it.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
Where in Portugal are you going?
So my family's from the middle, so I'm going to be in the Leiria area. And that's like, I don't know if you guys know about that beach with the 100-foot waves.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It's called Nazaré. In Portuguese, it's Nazaré. I don't know if you want to look that up. But the waves have gotten up to like 100 feet before, and they have crazy surfing competitions. And I've never been there during this time where the waves are that big. So I get to see them, and I'm really excited. So we live in like that area. We're like 30 minutes from the beach, which is cool. And then Lisbon's like an hour down south. So I'm going to spend half my time in Lisbon, which is really cool. My godparents live there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Do you surf?
No.
Not yet.
You will not yet. You will not see me going into that ocean with those waves. Mm-mm. It's cold, fresh Atlantic water.
Mm-mm.
But I'm really excited to show my friends the environment that I'm from. Like, my grandma, when she found out I was coming, she got little baby bunnies. So we get to see little bunnies.
Aww.
And little chickens. And yeah, so it's going to be really cool.
That is so nice. Your friends will probably get a deeper understanding of you.
Yeah, I know.
Knowing where you're from and your family.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be funny seeing them trying to talk to them. Like, the language barrier is going to be really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they can do it.
Maybe I'll both learn a new language.
Yeah.
Never know.
Do you speak Portuguese?
I do. Not fluently, but I speak pretty well, I think. Yeah. I won't give you any snippets unless you want it. Recently, with these midterms, I've gotten a lot of burnout. Burnout for me started in the beginning of the year in like January, but I think it just continued to now.
Hmm.
What about you guys?
I think I had burnout since senior year started.
Yeah.
But I think it comes in waves. It ebbs mm-hmm. and it flows. Had some good weeks, had some not so good weeks.
Yeah.
Today, actually, I went up to one of my professors. I saw him in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, how are you? And he asked me how I was, and I told him I was burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed kind of concerned. But then he was telling me he himself is also burnt out.
Yeah.
So that was reassuring in a way.
Mm-hmm.
To know that everyone kind of goes through it.
Yeah, everyone gets it.
This point in the semester.
You approached your professor in the parking garage?
Yeah, I was feeling bold.
That's actually so sweet. You probably made his day.
He's nice. He's a nice guy.
Aw.
Good professor. Marketing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you felt any burnout, James?
Me this semester, I have been pacing myself, so I have not experienced burnout.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So I've been lucky in that regard.
Yeah.
But other semesters, I've definitely experienced burnout to the point I just need to take a whole weekend and just do nothing.
I bet. Mm-hmm. No, I've already felt that. I feel like my burnout is starting to slowly go away right now, which is feeling incredible.
Good.
So I'm really not looking forward to the time where it comes back.
James, how do you pace yourself throughout the semester?
Yeah.
This semester, I've gotten really lucky. I haven't had a lot of homework stacked on top of each other.
Mm.
And I think it's just finding something that you enjoy and doing it every day or as much as you can. So for me, that is photography. I do photography for the African American Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
And this month is Black History Month, so I've been taking photos every few days for events that they are hosting. And that has allowed me to de-stress and take a break from academics and studying and just catch up with some friends who are at those events. I've actually made some friends who are part of the AACC, and it's been great to get to know them. So I would say taking some time to do a hobby, even if it's 4, 5, 10 minutes every day, I think that's very beneficial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does your photography look like? Like, do you post these on social media, or do you, like, who do you send them to? Like, how does this work?
So I send them to the assistant director of the AACC, and she puts them out for any of their marketing and content. So if it's on you look up African American Cultural Center, UConn, you might see some of my photos that I've taken, or any of the newsletters that they send out.
Yeah.
Or even any posts in the Daily Digest that mentions the AACC, are probably some photos that I have taken.
And is it on your camera, or do they give you a camera?
I use my own gear, and then I just send them the edited photos once I'm done.
Yeah, okay. And do you know how, like, obviously you know how to edit photos. Did you learn yourself, or did you learn in a class?
I learned myself. I just learned through watching YouTube videos, and that has been the extent of my education. Yeah. I think photography is one of those things that you can just learn by doing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to have a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a really, really fun thing.
Good.
Awesome. Do you think photography is going to be a hobby or something you pursue in a career, maybe?
I definitely want it to be a hobby. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can see myself being a full-time entrepreneur. I think that there is a lot of risk and uncertainty involved, and I don't think at this point I want to do that full-time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
That is good to know.
I want to build some hobbies. Do you have hobby ideas?
Oh,
yes.
Plenty for you.
What do you like to do?
I like to record podcasts. I also like to take pictures. I like to make videos. I like to work out. That's the extent of it. I like to paint.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a kind of day in the life vlog hobby.
Should I?
I think you should.
I think I should. Maybe you guys should follow my YouTube.
You have a YouTube?
Subscribe. I actually do.
I
made
do it.
2 videos over winter break. Maybe I'll keep going. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and editing videos. I feel like that could be a creative outlet. That's a good, fun thing to do in your free time.
Yeah. Guys, I'm the next vlogger.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it for you. It started here.
On my YouTube. Read out the last 2 titles, James, please.
The most recent video is Wingstop Mukbang. And second to last is College Student on Winter Break.
How do those sound?
Well, we can play it right now.
Oh my god, we're not gonna play it. Guys, look for it on your own time. Juliana Portal on YouTube. Let me know. Don't look at my old videos from 2017, please. Those will maybe scar you a little bit.
What you could do is you could record yourself trying to paint something and following along with an instructor.
Yeah.
You could follow along like Bob Ross or any artist that you find interesting.
That's a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
Like have the screen recorded video of them painting on the side and then me actually doing it on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. So they're teaching you or teaching the viewer how to paint and you paint along with them.
Yeah.
Cool. And record yourself.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they could get progressively more complicated and funky and quirky.
Yeah.
Like you could start painting them with a blindfold on. Or like you could start painting a Bob Ross's voice could be in the background.
Yeah.
But instead of using a paintbrush, you're using some other
materials.
Yes.
This could be a whole series, guys.
Yes. Juliana paints.
I like it. Maybe I'll vlog my spring break too. You guys have to look forward to that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Vlogging seems like a solid hobby. I think you should pursue that.
Aw, guys, this sounds awesome. How about you?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I have a ton of hobbies all over the place, but none of them are ever a habit.
Right.
I have a hard time forming habits. I'm always very...
Yeah, everywhere.
Kind of new thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it unexpected. So last week I did a pottery class and I made some pottery. I love ceramics. I've always liked sculpture.
That's fun.
Like jewelry making and crocheting.
Do you make jewelry?
I do.
What?
I love making jewelry.
That's so cool. Where do you get your materials?
I used to get it from Beadworks in Fairfield. I bought them out before they went out of business. Unfortunately, they were such a good place to get materials. Beadworks in Sono, not Fairfield. But they had the nicest materials. And it wasn't expensive either, so it was pretty easy to... Hobbies can get expensive.
Yes,
that agreed. Was pretty easy to manage.
Yeah.
Haven't been doing too many. I have a paint by number at my house.
That's fun.
Any little artsy things.
Yeah, I agree. Those are fun.
See what I can do every day.
Mm-hmm. You crochet too, is that what you said?
Yes, little hats.
Oh, little hats. Do you wear them ever?
No. I actually don't wear anything that I've ever crocheted.
Oh.
Gifts, usually.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense.
You can still buy items from Beadworks, but it's only online.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it up on your laptop?
I do, yes.
Oh my gosh. Looking it up right now.
I'll drop it to you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
The hobby continues.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go buy more. My roommate is an insane crocheter.
What does your roommate crochet?
Oh, she makes birthday presents and Christmas presents for everyone. She makes scarves,
mm-hmm.
little mushroom trinkets, little hats, gloves. She makes everything.
Yeah.
Her name's Ariana. She's a talented woman.
Shout out Ariana.
Shout out Ariana.
Do you have a favorite item you like to crochet?
Hats, little beanies.
Aw. I've tried crocheting before. It's tough. Or maybe I just never really got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Or like really followed through. I probably did it once and then gave up.
You really have to practice because it's just repetitive movement. Yeah, yeah. So you just have to get the one stitch down and you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while.
Yeah. I used to do friendship bracelets all the time.
Oh.
That was good.
Yeah, those are fun.
That's like a summer hobby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not really a winter thing. Could be.
Giving summer camp.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay. Should we talk about guest speakers? Inviting all listeners to be a guest speaker.
Yes, if you listen to the podcast and you love to chat,
please come. We would love to hear you guys. Love to meet new people, make new conversation. We'd love new members for the podcast as well. So mm-hmm. if you're listening and you enjoy listening to us and you want to actually be a part of it, please come and join us.
You could message us on our Instagram account,
which is
UConnMFYS podcast. One more thing for navigating midterm season, deleting Instagram.
Wow, agreed, because I probably watched 100 hours of reels.
100 hours?
No.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
And reels?
And reels.
That's bad.
It's really bad.
Both is crazy.
Mm-hmm. What was the last topic? Financing college life. Do you have any idea of how to go about that without it being so deep?
Well, it depends if you have a public or private loan. If you have a public loan from the government, then you can do a repayment thing where it's called Public Student Loan Forgiveness Program. Mm-hmm. Basically, you have to make 120 payments on time. And mm-hmm. if you work in the public sector for 10 years, then the rest of your student loans get paid off.
That's actually really good to know because I did not know that.
That's only if you have a government loan. If you have a private loan, then
that's different.
It's a little different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is good to know. You could refinance and do the 20-year plan and then pay off 10 years.
20
and then
years.
The remaining. Well, your loan installments could be either like $300 a month or $500 a month if you want to do 10 versus 20 years.
Okay.
That is a good point to make, though.
Yeah. Also, if you, I don't know if this is refinancing, but you want to do income-based repayments, not forbearance. Because if you do forbearance, that means you push it off until you graduate and interest accumulates and it's more expensive than if you do income-based repayments.
Don't like interest.
I believe. This is not financial advice.
I thought mine don't have interest until I graduate. And then they start 6 months after I graduate.
Do you have a private loan?
It's mixed. There's a big bucket of mixed.
Yeah, I could see that coming for me soon.
Well, as the Federal Plus loan, that's public?
I think it's public, yeah.
Oh, okay then. So they're all public.
Good.
Interesting. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I need FAFSA to come out. I've been waiting for the SIR. What's it called? SIR,
I believe.
SAR.
Student Aid Report?
Yes. SAR. I've been waiting for that. You're done with that, Ella.
No more.
Yay, no more SAR reports.
Yeah, you don't have to fill out the FAFSA every year.
Right? Unless I go to grad school.
Yeah. Are you planning on that?
I actually just had a call with one of my professors about getting my master's at UConn. I only have one more semester. to get my master's in sustainability and business, but...
Oh, that'd be cool. You should go for it.
I don't think so. As much as I love it here,
yeah,
I think if I were to push myself to do one more semester, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it to the best of my ability. I need a break. I'll work first, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
I mean, it's been a long time that you've been in school. How old are you right now?
Feel that long. I'm 21, turning 22.
You've basically been in school since you were for 19 years you've been in school.
My whole life. Well, ever since I was in kindergarten, my dad would joke about this. He would always see me skipping class when he brought my lunch to school. So I don't know how much school I've been present for, but I've been here.
Yeah.
Are you on the job hunt? Are you in the job search?
I am. I just applied to 5 today.
Well, good
on
luck.
LinkedIn. Thank you.
I hope you get them.
Thank you.
So you apply through LinkedIn for your jobs?
I do. I think that's the easiest for me because you could just autofill your resume.
Yeah.
The only thing is, some of them I don't apply with a cover letter just because writing a cover letter takes another hour.
Right.
So I guess that's a lazy component to my job search. So maybe a mental note, I will do more cover letters.
So how does that work? You DM a manager or the company itself? What do you do?
So there will be LinkedIn listings. Companies will post jobs on their LinkedIns, and sometimes they'll have a hiring manager or talent acquisition mm-hmm. contact within the job listing.
Yeah.
So you could either reach out to them or you could just apply right through LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Sometimes there's a apply through LinkedIn, and sometimes they will send you to their own landing page to apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is all good to know because I have no idea what I'm doing through the job search, internship search, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way I find internships is through LinkedIn. That's a really good way.
Yeah.
You can also set up LinkedIn alerts. So if you type in your keywords, mm-hmm. so for me, it would be political science internships.
Yeah.
I can hit a LinkedIn alert and it comes straight to me in my inbox.
Oh, nice.
And then I don't have to look at LinkedIn every day.
Yeah.
You can also set up Google alerts for those keywords as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll get an email for whatever you typed in for that alert.
Okay. Good.
You said political science internships?
Yes.
Do you know what kind of position you would want?
Well, this summer I'm going to be going to the University of Michigan's campus to participate in a intro to graduate summer program.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah.
Snaps. That's exciting.
Thank you. But usually I'll be looking for something in political science and media or communication. So if there was a communications position or media specialist, that would be something I was looking for.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So is that what you're looking for your future job in general?
Yes, that would be something that I would look for. Something maybe government relations in the private mm-hmm. sector. I think that would be something I'm looking for.
Big things.
Mm-hmm.
Ella, what are you looking for in a job?
Money.
Why is that the first thing you said? I think something in New York, preferably. I want to move to Brooklyn with my friend, post-grad. I've been looking at everything from merchandising roles. I'm a marketing major and also environmental studies.
Yeah.
So I've been applying to sustainability roles in fashion, engineering.
Okay.
I wouldn't be doing the engineering, I'd be doing the marketing.
Right.
But lots of different entry-level analyst roles.
Yeah.
Or creative roles. One was pretty interesting that I just found. But yeah, it's exciting and also nerve-wracking.
I bet. It's crazy to go from learning your whole life and something that you've done literally every single day to a job for the rest of your life. Not for the rest of your life, but from one part of your life to the next. It's a huge switch.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a lot of pressure. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing okay.
Good.
It is hard when all of your friends are in the same boat.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of bouncing off the mm-hmm. stress of, oh gosh, I'm not going to get a job. We're graduating in 2 months. I don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do. And that's great too. And then you're happy for them.
Yeah.
But then when you're in the position where you don't have one.
Then it's kind of.
It's oh dear.
Yeah.
I'm not behind. Am I where I need to be?
Yeah. It's the comparison of it all.
It is. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
But it also kind of motivates me in some ways. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see what other people are doing and thinking like, oh, maybe I would like that. Mm-hmm. That's an interest. Like, I love when people post on LinkedIn. Congratulations to everyone getting those internships out there. But it's good to see where people are working post-grad and kind of figure out. You get a sense of what's out there.
Mm-hmm. Juliana, what are you looking for this summer?
So actually I have an internship lined up for me because at the club fair in September, I think it was September or October, I heard about Worth Innovators. I don't know if you guys know what that is,
that's
but
awesome.
Yeah, it's like an entrepreneurship program and it's run by Katie Britt. And you basically, it's for freshman woman to work on an entrepreneurship project over the summer. And yeah, it's gonna be really cool. It's all at, I think it's all online except for we go in sometimes to meet or like we have meetings weekly and stuff. But it's really cool. I've actually learned a lot. I've gone to a lot of networking events and built off my like business side of myself because I'm an engineering major. So this is very different, but it's also cool and I'm interested in that kind of thing as well. So I'm really glad that I was able to get into it and I'm really excited to work on my internship this summer.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Everyone's on to big things.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
But really I'm looking for research for maybe winter or next summer to really get started on what I want my future career to look like.
Mm-hmm. What kind of engineering are you studying?
Biomedical.
Ooh.
Yeah. I really want to do like biomechanics, so I want to do prosthetics, even like bio tissue or biomaterial, like building, like regenerating cells and stuff. That's really interesting to me. So I'm really excited for the future in that way.
You should talk to my roommate, Ariana, the one who crochets.
Yeah.
She's biomedical engineering.
Her how cool.
Senior project, coolest thing, it was a prosthetic arm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very interesting. I will give her your number if you want.
Please
you
do.
Chat BME.
Yeah. Networking is so awesome. I've actually met so many people and like everyone's so different. It's so cool. Like you can learn from so many different people and like their friends, like you said, like Ariana, like their friends do things that relate to you. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really awesome.
The phrase you want to say in networking is, do you know anyone that I would want to talk to?
Exactly. Networking is weird. It's like, you talk to people and they know that you want something from them. Like also you could just be having a conversation with them. I don't know how to explain it.
I know what you mean. I think I'm feeling what you mean. Like you don't know if you want to ask them for something.
Yeah.
You don't know if you can.
Or like if you just want to build a relationship and then when is it the right time to talk to them again or like reach out. You don't just want to reach out just because you need something.
So. I don't know if it's appropriate to ask for something. But I've found people are generally really open to helping, which is really
nice. I agree.
Nice.
I realized that cold emailing or cold calling is like so easy because it's like hard to do at first, but then like these huge people that you're scared to email or like call or something, they'll respond to you and be so eager to help, which is really awesome. So I feel like everyone should be cold emailing more. It's really interesting. It works, guys.
It does. I just set up a call with a woman at Unilever, which is one of my top companies that I hope to work for in the future at some point. So very exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Worth held a networking event with Diane Darling. And I want to give a tip to everybody that she taught us that I feel like is good. It's hard for me to use, but like, I'll give a quick thing. It's called a dyslexic introduction. You basically start by saying who you are or like your position and then your name so that people actually know your name. So you start by saying like, I'm a freshman at UConn, my name's Juliana. And then they'll maybe know your name more.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's hard to do though, because I feel like everyone just wants to start by saying their name.
It's like the beginning, middle, end thing. Like people remember the beginning and the end, but nothing in the middle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe it'll help me know people's names. Because I know nobody's name.
It's what is my name?
James.
James and Juliana. I don't know last names.
Yeah, me neither.
James S. Juliana P.
Yes.
Her last name is the same as a video game on Steam.
Portal?
Mm-hmm. There's Portal 1, Portal 2.
That is my last name. It's a cool last name.
I think you just said it earlier, too.
Oh, in the... Did I say in the intro?
I think you did.
Okay. I don't remember.
Do people still use Steam? I remember my brothers would use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother uses that. I don't know.
I definitely use Steam. I am playing Overcooked 2 with my girlfriend. So much fun.
What is that?
Overcooked 2, think of...
Oh my god, that looks
You control
already.
A little character.
Yeah.
And you're in a kitchen, and you have to move your character to chop up different ingredients and cook them. So it can be from one player to four people. It's more fun when you have four people.
Wait, that looks so cute.
It definitely is a lot of fun.
This is reminding me, during COVID, I would binge watch anime cooking.
Yeah.
Because it's so satisfying.
Oh,
fun. It's like Cooking Mama, but
version. Cooking Mama was crazy. I used to watch people play Fall Guys, and I thought that looked so fun, and then I tried and I was bad at it, so I stopped. I like to say I like playing video games, but I suck at them all. So
maybe you just have to play them more.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
Good advice. That's your hobby.
Yeah, video games. I used to play The Sims, and I used to be obsessed with it. I would just like making the families and like making their outfit and bringing them to school, and then I would give up after a week of being obsessed.
I never played The Sims, but I used to play Club Penguin.
Oh,
that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Club Penguin. What was another one of those like website games?
Webkinz.
Webkinz. I never played Webkinz. I would play Roblox a lot when I was younger. Like the pizza one. I don't know if you guys know about the pizza one. But you would work at a pizza shop and you would either deliver the pizza, get the ingredients, make the pizza, be the cashier. I vividly remember that one.
Papa's Pizzeria?
Papa's Pizzeria.
Yes.
Papa's Freezeria. Papa's Cupcakeria.
CoolMathGames.com.
Yes. Agario, all those games.
Oh, yeah.
Agario, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Is that still around? Why am I feeling old and obsolete?
Look it up, James. Agario, Snake.io, all those IO games were so hype.
It was released in 2015.
Oh, wow. How old were we?
I was 10.
I was 12.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah. Wait, open up the website, James.
We're going to play Agario on the podcast?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
That was fun. Oh, there is a Google game called Little Alchemist.
I think I've heard of that, or
it's
I've played
so
it before.
Cute.
You mix things up, elements. And it makes like water and like fire.
And then you can make bricks, and then you can make a house.
Wait,
and
it's actually so fun.
And then you can make a volcano, and then you can make explosions.
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gets your mind thinking.
It really does. Google Doodle. Mm-hmm. I used to play all the time. Or Quick Draw, I think it's called.
Those are all fun.
Yeah.
Wordle. It's the new Wordle. That's a brain game. That's a good midterm decompress. Play Wordle.
Mm-hmm. Or Sudoku.
Mm-hmm.
I love those games. Sudoku before bed is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Should we Wordle on podcast?
Yes, let's Wordle on podcast.
Let's Wordle on podcast.
Wait, I may have done it for the day.
I did not.
We can play the mini crossword.
Wait, we should do the mini crossword. Do that instead. I feel like that's easier to describe over a podcast.
Ella, are we going to race or are we going to do it together?
Mini Wordle or the crossword?
The crossword.
Crossword.
Oh, God, I'm bad at crosswords. The New York Times one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Should we do it together?
We should do it together.
Okay.
I think we should do it together.
Okay, James, you read out the questions and how many spaces there are.
Okay, across one, four spaces, awards, season, controversy.
Oscars.
Four letters.
Season.
Controversy? The slap.
That's what Should we do auto check?
Yes.
Okay, so we have the
S. Number one is S. There's no LAP.
Five across is Kudrow of Friends, of the TV show Friends.
I've never watched that.
Oh.
Six across is Coke for rum and Coke.
Coke for rum and Coke?
Rum and Coke is a drink.
Yeah. Coke for rum and Coke?
Not Pepsi.
Coke. Soda. But soda.
Soda.
It's five, not four.
Oh, I'm really not good at
soda's
these letters.
Plural.
Mm. It's definitely not sodas.
7 across is Future Oak Trees, 5 spaces.
Future Oak Trees.
What are the little tree things called, like baby trees called?
Saplings.
Saplings. Does it fit? No. Yeah, no. Okay.
8 across is what the prefix deca means.
10. Yay.
Nice job.
That was a high five.
Piece okay. of the pie for number one.
It's one down. Starts with S, ends with E. Slice.
Yeah, nice. That was good.
2 down. Who said when the president does it, that means it's not illegal? Nixon. Wait, just kidding. Oh, actually, it might be Nixon. No, it's not Nixon. Maybe.
It could be.
Oh, it is Nixon. Haha.
Nice.
Yeah, yay.
Okay. 3 down is space dash friendly.
Space friendly. User.
Oh, user's good.
Is it right?
Oh, wait. No. Oh, yes.
Woo.
4 down, 4 spaces, farm building.
Barn.
Okay, I'll let you win. You're the
6
best.
Down, something brought to yoga class.
Mat. Whoa. Yeah. You solved the mini in 2.05 minutes.
Is there a yay button?
Dun-dun-dun.
That's how I feel.
Effervescent.
Wait, read all the questions and then say what it actually was.
Spoiler alert.
1 across, award season controversy, snub. Okay. 5 across, Kudrow of Friends, Lisa. 6 across, Coke for rum and Coke is a mixer. 7 across, Future Oak Tree, Acorn.
Oh.
What the prefix deca means, 10. Piece of the pie, slice. Who said when the president does it, it's not illegal? Nixon. Space
underscore.
Space dash friendly user. Farm building barn. Something brought to yoga class, Matt.
Nice.
That was quick.
I did not know the prefix deca meant 10.
Yeah.
Has me thinking decadent. Decadent. Mm-hmm.
Decadent.
Decathlon. 10 out of 10.
Decathlon, rich. Is that a 10K?
I think so.
It's also a store.
Oh, there's 10 sports.
Oh, wow. Oh, because a triathlon is 3 sports. Decathlon is 10 sports.
Wow.
That's intense.
Can you imagine doing 10 sports?
No.
I can imagine doing one. I wish. I try. Every now and then I'll try something new. And then
that's
I'll just,
good.
I'll just remind myself. Being athletic, it's not for everyone.
No.
But I'll still try.
Good. Everyone should try.
I like low impact athleisure activities, like kayaking.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Those are good. Zen. I'm going to a workout class at 6:45 called TRX. I don't know what that means, but I signed up for it, so.
Training. That's.
It's like some sort of training.
Yeah. I think
it's
like cardio and weight training.
It's a 45-minute workout to help improve muscular endurance, core strength, and balance.
Nice.
Yep. We'll see how it goes.
Wow, hardcore for 6:45 on a Thursday.
I know, I have to. It's been like a month since I've been at the gym, so.
It's That's necessary. A good outlet.
Yeah, it's a great outlet. That really helps me de-stress, so. Mm-hmm. Are you going to register, James?
Not for this class.
You want to work out with me?
Oh, maybe I'll go on the rec center and see.
We should work out. We should do a podcast workout. That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Follow along. I could do some sun salutations yoga.
Yeah.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing is when they say, okay, we'll end with a little meditation.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
So sometimes I do this before presentations too.
Okay.
This isn't a sun salutation. It's just me making it up because I envision it during yoga classes.
Yeah.
But if you close your eyes and you're out in nature, maybe a forest. Let's say a forest, because you're going to pretend you're a tree and you're grounded into the earth and you're absorbing all the earth's nutrients and you're getting all the energy you need for the day. That's it.
You didn't even grow. Or just
no, you're growing like, just by being grounded into the earth. Let's cut this. This is weird.
No, that was good. That was good.
No, let's definitely cut this. They can't know how quirky it gets in here. Okay, cut. But I know something about like just the calm, stagnant, peaceful forest. Yeah, just being a tree grounded into the dirt. Zen.
We are zened out.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to our Zen podcast. I hope you were zen. I was pretty zen.
I'm feeling zen.
Good. James, you feel zen?
Always.
I hope you guys feel zen too. Thanks for listening. The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. For more information and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/mfys and follow us on Instagram at UConn MFYS Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes and go Huskies!